We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, Ryan Wood joining us now, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, how are you, and thanks for joining us.
Doing well, absolutely.
Ryan, I found it interesting, Aaron Rodgers' response to the Sixonville, which he's 3-4 in Florida, and he kind of said that's useless information. That's a typical Aaron Rodgers answer.
Yeah, and it's also very typical of Aaron Rodgers that he already was aware of that before he stepped to the podium. He said that PR staffer Tom Fanning made sure that he saw that clip. So, look, you don't want to give Aaron Rodgers extra motivation, and he'll take whatever he can get, and there's no question that he used that as a little bit.
Now, Ryan, I thought it was interesting that you look at the NFC, particularly since Coach Payton's been on board the last 15 seasons with the Saints, that I look at ball placement and yards after the catch. I thought this is intriguing, and that's what Jameis Winston or even Aaron Rodgers has been able to do this. NFL yards after the catch since 2006. The Saints are number one, the Patriots are number two, the Packers number three, and the Saints are basically 2,000 yards better than the Packers. I think a lot of fans don't realize you might be only throwing it, I don't know, across the room, let's say 8 or 10 yard pass, but if you hit a running back or a skilled player in stride, then they can get that yak. You know, everyone's intrigued with the 60-yard pass or way downfield. But I thought that was interesting when you consider since 2006, and look how highly successful all these teams have been, that being the Saints. No one has won more games than them the last four seasons. Then you look at the Patriots and the Packers. And it all goes back to that's basically Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers and their accuracy.
Oh, there's no question about that. When you got a quarterback that can place the ball like that, you're getting big chunk plays, and you don't have to get big chunk plays with a vertical passing game all the time. And obviously, that a lot of Matt LaFleur's offense is built on a horizontal game, the misdirection and getting someone underneath and then knowing when to go over the top. And with the Saints over the past couple of years, Drew Brees, a lot of the short, quick passing game and knowing where to hit the receiver and being on time. One of the things that will be very interesting, I know that you guys have talked about it, I'm sure, all offseason, but Matt LaFleur said that defensively preparing for a Saints offense that doesn't have Drew Brees is knowing that Jameis Winston might be flinging the ball downfield more than Drew Brees did the past couple of years and being prepared for that. So at the end of the day, whether you're throwing deep or you're throwing short, it's about placement. It's about giving your receiver a chance to make a play, and great quarterbacks do that.
Now, Ryan, as far as being a touchdown maker, and you look as of recent, the COVID season last year, Alvin Kamara was number one National Football League touchdown leaders with 21. But Devontae Adams was right there, number two tied with Tyreek Hill and Dalvin Cook with 17. I mean, how involved do you think this season is Devontae Adams still that guy to have that kind of production or what? Because the guy to me, if I can remember from Iowa State, he's a rookie, Lazard burned the Saints. And but what is your take, though, with Adams and that Aaron Rodgers connection come Sunday?
Yeah, Al Lazard went for something like 150 yards when they met in New Orleans last year, week three. A big reason for that being that Devontae Adams did not play in that game, and obviously he's going to play on Sunday. So yeah, that's a big difference in the offense. It's going to be really interesting with the Packers as a whole. Devontae Adams is Devontae Adams, right? I mean, he was the best receiver in football last year. He's still in his prime. He's at the top of the game. But this is also a receiving group that, when you look at the depth behind Davante Adams, has had more proven guys going into this season than they've had the last few years. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Lazard. They've got Randall Cobb back. We'll see how they factor him into the offense. They've got a rookie, a third-round pick in Amari Rodgers that they want to get touches. They've got more guys at that position behind Davante Adams and more proven production than they've had in recent years. That's not to say that Davante Adams isn't going to get a ton of targets. He's Davante Adams. It's going to be interesting, though, to see if the depth, the increased depth at that position takes a few targets off Davante Adams, or if this is still a guy that can go into a game and get 15 targets.
Ryan, one of the things I found interesting was after the NFC Championship game, Tom Brady sort of made two comments that jumped out at me about the Packers. One, that he thought he could take a little bit of advantage of that. He thought the linebacking core of the Packers bit pretty hard on some play-action passes. And secondly, I noticed he didn't aim this at Alexander. He named this – he said, we could take advantage of maybe a spot on the other side of the field. So he's basically saying the other corner, that's where I went – and he felt as though they could take some advantage of the kind of bite on play action from the linebacking core. Has that been kind of brought up? Because, listen, if Brady says it, that's some pretty big news. Because he's basically telling you, I think that's where we went after and we had some success in the NFC Championship game.
Well, there's no question that teams have taken advantage of the other side of the field away from Jair Alexander. All last season, Jair Alexander was a second-team All-Pro for a reason. Second-team All-Pro with only a couple interceptions. I mean, the guy has not taken the ball away much. He hasn't gotten a lot of opportunity because of his coverage ability. And it's also really enticing when Kevin King is getting run past by Scotty Miller at the end of the half in the NFC Championship game. You might go to that guy, right? So, yeah, there's no question. Teams have done that. I imagine the Saints are going to do that. A big question in this game is how often – Winston or Taysom Hill behind them come in and target Jair Alexander, or they just go to the other side of the field. As far as the second level coverage in the middle of the field, the Packers have a new look. They still have Chris Barnes as their really their top inside linebacker, but they went out and they signed Devondre Campbell, a free agent that has played quite a bit of football, and they really like his pass coverage ability. And it's, you know, as a new guy, he came in and he was a starter in camp from day one. So we have no idea what Devondre Campbell can do in games. We've only seen him in camp, but they seem to like him quite a bit, and they like his coverage ability and the way that he runs and his length in the middle of the field. So we'll see if that's an upgrade there.
Now, Ryan, before we let you run, to me, this is a roll of the dice. You look at the Packers, they fired defensive coordinator Mike Pettine. Despite the fact they finished ninth in total defense, and that was the Green Bay's, first top 10 defense since 2010. Then Green Bay goes ahead and hired Joe Barry, who flopped, I would say, in Detroit from 07 to 08. And then with the Washington football team, 15 and 16. And the Packer Nation, is that leaving many to wonder how Green Bay improved? Considering what they did, or what is your take on that, or what does the Packers nation consider that defensively?
Well, I don't think there's any question that Joe Barry's got a lot to prove in this league as a defensive coordinator. He's been a very good linebackers coach. He, as a position coach, he's got a lot of success, but he's had four seasons, two in Washington, two in Detroit, as a defensive coordinator, and all four times his defense has finished in the bottom five in the league in yards and points. So he has not had a lot of success when it comes to coordinating a defense. Matt LaFleur made the change because he wanted to get his guy in. It wasn't even a schematic change. Schematically, this Packers defense is very similar to what they were doing with Mike Pettine. It's still a 3-4 defense. It's still a base nickel. You're going to see a lot of five defensive backs. You're going to probably see some safeties slide down into inside linebacker roles, especially in passing downs for coverage. But it's how it's communicated defensively, how it's taught, and the communication from the defensive coordinator to the head coach. Having his guy in here, Matt LaFleur is going into his third season. It's the biggest hire that he's made, It was in a lot of ways kind of a forced marriage, an arranged marriage with Matt LaFleur and Mike Pettine. Mike Pettine was the defensive coordinator in Mike McCarthy's final season in 2018. So now he's got his own guy. Yeah, there's a lot to prove there. And there's also a lot of good players on that Packers defense as well, from Jaire Alexander, Za'Darius Smith, who may or may not play this week, Kenny Clark, the back end. You know, they've got a lot of talent. It's just a matter of putting that all together in a cohesive manner on the field.
Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer, Green Bay Gazette. Thank you so much for the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
right,
Ryan.
We'll step away and come back to your calls next year on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.